Non-essential travel resumed at Shannon Airport yesterday for the first time in 16 months. The EU's digital COVID certificate is now being implemented across Ireland, meaning anyone who is vaccinated, recovered from COVID-19, or who has a negative PCR test can travel freely in Europe. Also from yesterday, people from Britain or the US who've recovered or have been vaccinated can also come here without having to self-isolate or provide a negative test. Flights from Gatwick, Krakow and Wrocław were among the first departures from Shannon under the new certificate system, with Sunspot Ryanair routes like Malaga and Faro taking off later in the evening. Clare FM's Josh Prendeville was there yesterday to bring us a flavour of the mood at Shannon Airport. I'd imagine it was quite a good mood as well, as non-essential travel resumed. He began by speaking to Alwyn Kelly from Spancil Hill and her partner Oliver, who were both returning to London after Alwyn's friend's wedding over the weekend.
Friend's wedding was on Friday, so we got back for that. We came for the week. We were actually supposed to fly back yesterday, but the weather was so nice we just changed our flights and stayed for an extra day.
Paying for it now, up early. Yeah.
We live in London and this year has been pretty weird, not being able to come home. This is my second time home in the last month. And it's just so perfect flying into Shannon because it's just down the road. I mean, it's our airport, the one we always hope to fly from. It's so much easier than going all the way up to Dublin. And it's literally 20 minutes in the car for Mum and Dad to come and collect us, so it's just so handy. And I think with my sisters, they're both abroad as well. They're a bit further afield than me. So it's just so handy to be able to just fly all the way from London really quickly. We're so happy to be able to do it again.
I'm Sabina and I'm living in Limerick.
And Sabina, I suppose, tell me about your story and why you're at the airport today. It's quite the reunion.
Yes, it is. Like, I was waiting for my brother and my niece coming out from Poland, so I haven't seen them for a year now, and they were coming over to visit us.
And how do you feel? You've just met your brother in the last few minutes. I mean, it must be, it's a happy day for you.
It is very happy. It's very exciting. So I've been looking for that moment for a long time because I didn't travel myself for a year. So yeah, it was a difficult time.
It's been a difficult year, I suppose, keeping in touch over screens and Zoom and that.
Yes,
kind of...
yes, it was very difficult.
And I suppose it's been even more difficult the fact that I suppose you're from Poland originally. You're in another country during a pandemic. I suppose you never thought you'd have to live through something like that.
Oh, that's true. That's definitely true. Like you wouldn't imagine something like this. That you cannot travel, like it was so easy. Now it was so approachable for all of us for many years, and now that was over for a long time.
And how long is your brother going to be here now?
They didn't buy ticket bags.
Okay. So could be here a while. Will you be showing him around? Has he been to Limerick or Clare before?
He was here before, so he was a driver, like a bus driver. So he was first here, so he was coming over as bus driver from his work, and then I come over.
Okay, you've got good weather as well, which is great.
That's true. The weather is fabulous now, so like hopefully we will enjoy that.
And if you're able to get your own digital cert in the next few weeks or months, would you intend maybe flying out from Shannon to Poland, back to your family?
I would. I am after first dose of vaccination, so I hope to get that soon as well. And that's good for children, for our kids to see family and to see kind of their origin as well.
Only passengers travelling and airport staff are permitted inside the terminal building.
My name's Kim.
And Kim, I suppose you're waiting here outside, obviously with the protocols and everything, you're not allowed in, you're waiting for your sister today. And has it been a while since you've seen her?
It's been 6 months since I've seen her. I've just driven up from Loophead, which took an hour and a half, and she's flying in from Gatwick, and it's going to be very exciting.
Yeah, I was going to say, I mean, it must have been a difficult time not seeing family for quite a while, and today at least it's a bit more freer for people being able to move around.
Yes, it's absolutely wonderful. I'm just still not quite sure about all the mask business. And I still don't know whether we can eat inside in Ireland or not. They keep changing the rules, but I'm sure it will be fine.
Well, you have the weather for it when she's coming anyway, which must be an added plus.
It's absolutely brilliant. Where I am, particularly in Carrigaholt and down on Loophead, everybody is really organised for outside eating. Everything's organised undercover, very safe. So, yes, we're looking forward to going out to dinner tonight.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. We'd be taking her around Loophead and East West Clare, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, it's wonderful in Kilkee, Carrigaholt, Kilbehar, Keating's restaurant by the bay. It's fish and chips. It's just fantastic.
Yeah, absolutely. And now that I suppose things are a bit more free, would you be looking to go back and visit your sister yourself and go the other way anytime soon? Or
yes, although I did have to go over a couple of times for other sad occasions. But yes, I'll probably be going back after the summer because it's going to be good in Ireland for a little while weather-wise. So yes, I'm happy to stay home in Ireland.
Let me know what flying was like this morning. Was it easy? It was obviously quite different to maybe before COVID.
It was easy. I don't have any issue with the airport and the plane, so everything was fine.
It's great weather to come back to as well. That must be a relief.
Yeah, in Poland was as well. Very warm.
Okay, and were you seeing family in Poland as well?
Yes.
And I know you have your young son and your young daughter here as well, so it was an easy experience to fly with them as well. Do they enjoy flying?
Yeah. And the last time I was travel as me and them as well, so yes, with our wife, so it's not first time when they go with them.
And I suppose it's quite convenient. You say you live, your family are from near Krakow, so to be able to fly directly from there to here is quite convenient for you.
It's better. It's closer to my house.
Absolutely.
Here and in Poland as well.
That was Tomasz, who is one of many Polish nationals living in Ireland who are now able to move more freely between the place of their birth and here as a result of the introduction of the CERT. The Krakow route was a busy one in Shannon as non-essential travel resumed, and so was Ryanair's Gatwick route, which was the first flight of the day to leave. Jack and Rita Fitzgibbon's first great-grandchild is due this week, and they haven't seen their children or grandchildren living in the UK for nearly 2 years due to the pandemic. Before they took their red-eye flight to London, they spoke of their excitement about boarding the plane.
We're travelling because we hope to celebrate the birth of our great-grandchild. It's our first great-grandchild and we're all excited. We haven't seen our grandchildren since the beginning of the coronavirus, so that was nearly 2 years now.
We spend most of our time in our lives in England anyway, there for 38 years.
It's absolutely marvellous to be back in Shannon again. Now with our vaccination, this is the only way that we'll be able to travel to England to see our children. But it's beautiful. It's a beautiful airport.
Please ensure that you apply social distancing and practice hygiene etiquette throughout the terminal building.
Elaine Fahey.
And Elaine, your first time home since the beginning of COVID, is it?
January
2020. That must have been a long 18, 19
very,
months.
Very long time, yeah.
And is this your dad?
Yeah.
Must be a relief to meet him here in Shannon Airport today.
Exactly, yeah.
You're okay, you're a bit emotional.
Yeah. It's a long time, so.
Was it a pleasant flight going through the airport and everything,
very
like
easy,
that?
Yeah.
I know there's a lot of restriction with mask wearing and stuff, but
it was hard for old people, I think, in the UK. There were a lot of people in the flight that didn't have all their documentation. It seemed Ryanair were very nice to them, but it was very hard for the people, I think, so.
How long are you sticking around?
Just for a few days and back again in a few weeks. So.
Good stuff, and you're heading up to Galway, is it?
Yes,
what do you plan? We've great weather. You've come at the right time.
We're here for the weather, obviously. Ireland's quite climate.
With everything in the UK kind of being lifted today, how are you feeling about going back there afterwards?
Not particularly happy, but we're just testing all the time, just trying to be as safe as possible.
Sanitizing stations and restrooms are available throughout the terminal building for
I'm here with Niall Maloney, Operations Director at Shannon Airport. Niall, it's great to see a bit of life around the place.
It is. Look, well, this is the beginning of a resumption of aviation. It's going to be a slow start. But look, it's a positive news story. With our partners Ryanair, we're going to have 72 flights a week between now and the end of October. It, as I said, it's a start. Positive news story. But really, this is about obviously allowing Irish citizens to go off on holidays abroad. But for me, more importantly, it's about bringing tourism back into Ireland, back into the west of Ireland, back into Clare. And you know, what it is up from a management point of view, it's now up to us now to work with the other carriers were here back in 2019, to see them resume their services as soon as is possible. But it's going to be a slow start. But I'm welcome with the news today. It's great to see a bit of positivity with the passengers coming in. And it's very nice to hear some of the stories. You know, people coming home who haven't seen their grandchildren, or people going abroad to see grandchildren. And it's a nice human story, actually.
Ryanair, obviously, all the passenger traffic coming in at the moment is Ryanair. It's due to be 16 routes by August sort of time. I'd imagine that negotiations maybe with other airlines in terms of the resumption of passenger traffic, including Aer Lingus, very much ongoing.
Well, I suppose, as we speak, you mentioned 16, we're actually now with 17 new services. Gran Canaria is a new service to start here from the 7th of August, so we're glad for that to be in. And, you know, with our partners Ryanair, we're going to have 72 flights a week with Ryanair, which is fantastic. But equally, there's a lot of work to be done with the other carriers. And, you know, airline carriers have suffered hugely during this pandemic worldwide. And probably the challenge for us is that probably the capital cities would probably return first before smaller airports like ourselves. But the old expression, a quiet priest never got a parish. You know, we do need to make our voice known. We do want to bring transatlantic services back here. But it's going to be a long slog to get those services back in here. But as an airport, we're determined to do that. And equally, we require the support of people to support the services we do have today in order that we can encourage airlines to resume services.
Thank you for flying Shannon.
And that was Airport Operations Manager at Shannon, Niall Maloney, there ending that report from Clare FM's Josh Prendeville on the resumption of non-essential international travel once again in the Midwest.